And we are live. Welcome back, everybody, to the Strictly Casual Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Vincent DeSantis, and this is James Walmer. Welcome to episode 35. James, how are you doing today?
It's a good day.
It's a great day.
Fancy, fresh, new desk I'm sitting at today that I literally put up as we were starting the stream.
Literally as you were starting.
And it's incredible. It's got that that stain varnish smell to it still.
Beautiful.
So it's just a great time.
You got all the scents in your room. I visited. You have candles in there. Now yeah, you have the stained desk.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what's more to ask?
It's Vibe City.
Vibe City. Okay, James. This week, what have you been playing?
How have you been? Oh, my goodness. What did I play? Okay, so this week, I finally got into Among Us. I've been putting it off, avoiding it for a real long time. But I finally did it. I was at youth group, chilling with some of the high school leaders.
Sure.
And they were like, oh, we're going to get a game going. I was like, you know what? I'll download it real quick. Download it in literally 5 seconds. And I've played like probably 6 matches. Mm-hmm. And every time I've played imposter, I'm undefeated. So that's a challenge to everyone.
Look, how many times have you been imposter?
I want to say 4 times.
Okay. So the it's still low. You're still starting off.
Sure, but I haven't lost as an imposter yet.
Uh-huh.
Chat wants me to sniff the desk.
Give it a good sniff. Why not? Give the people what they want. Yeah.
Should I tilt my camera down a little bit?
Sure. You're also clipping a tiny bit. The closer you get to that mic. Okay. Give it a quick. Wow.
Hoo-wee.
Wow. Now that was something else. Okay, James. Whoa. What else? Is Among Us the only thing you've been playing this week? It's been a busy week. I don't blame you.
I hate to say it, but it is.
Okay, well, I wish I could say
this. Hey, but you know what, Vin?
Yeah.
Now that I got this desk built, you know what it's time for?
Time for what?
Persona 5, baby.
Oh, you say that every damn week. It's been 2 months now. It's been 2 months. Will you ever go back to Persona 5? I don't know.
I'm going back, baby.
Who knows?
I'm going back. I have to.
Okay,
it's
James,
my baby.
This week I played so much Genshin Impact. So much flippin' Genshin Impact.
Wow. Oh, I did play Genshin Impact too.
Here's my problem. I have no time to play Genshin Impact. I have no time to stream this week or anything, but I've been making time, and unfortunately that just climbs late into the night, and then I have to get up early the next morning. It's been brutal. Yeah. It's been brutal. Before we get into the news stories today, I just want to say that we are so thankful for everybody watching live here on Twitch. We have some very, very big things coming up on the channel as well as on YouTube. And this is awesome. I'm totally hyped to see chat popping off right now. So we're recording this live on October, what day is it? 8th? And it'll be live on YouTube 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, which is October 9th. Mm-hmm. And I believe there will be an announcement video, wink, wink, on Monday, which is the 12th. Does that sound right, James?
Monday is the 12th because that is my birthday.
Perfect. Monday the 12th. That is, James's 21st birthday and the Strictly Casual announcement video. I am stoked.
Ooh.
I am so ready. I think we're gonna debut that live on Twitch. Like, that's gonna be sick.
Wow. I thought it was going straight to YouTube.
We'll probably do both. Post it to YouTube, do it live on here. It'll be great.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, here we go. Number one, James, on the docket today, Cyberpunk 2077 goes gold.
Hell yeah.
There's not a huge story to this. They literally posted an image of Keanu Reeves holding a gold disc, and it's a terrible render of Keanu. I think it's the worst picture of Johnny Silverhand we've seen yet. But oh Lord, I'm excited.
Yeah.
Were we talking to chat? Are you talking to chat right now? You are.
No, I'm not talking to chat.
You were quiet. You were quiet all of a sudden.
No.
All right. So this is good. Cyberpunk 2077.
I'm taking Cheesy's advice.
Got you. Yeah. Cyberpunk 2077. No more delays. It's gold. It's literally gold.
It's gold.
It's actually happening.
Almost done.
Like, it's actually happening. November 17th? Is that what they said?
I think so.
Yeah. November 17th, Cyberpunk is actually coming out. James, how are you feeling about it? What's the
feel great.
We
a lot of people still kind of upset about the whole dev situation.
Yeah.
But I read a thumbnail for an article. Didn't read the actual article, but... apparently a dev spoke out and said that the crunch is like very stigmatized for sure. Especially for that particular studio. I'm not saying Crunch in general is stigmatized, but like regarding the CD Projekt Red studio Crunch that has been in the buzz in the news lately, they said that it's just been stigmatized, and I assume that would also mean that it's not as bad as people are kicking and screaming about.
Sure.
But
I mean, we covered it a lot on last episode.
We did.
But just to summarize it, there have been horrible instances of crunch. But well, I think, yeah, go for it.
Even that article that we referenced last week,
yeah,
got some flack on Twitter as I'm sure. You and I looked at the Jason Schreier and what's his face's beef coming sure. after that article.
Yeah, and I mean Paris, he's the content creator. Yeah,
Paris.
So there's, I guess we could talk about that a little bit too right now if we want. Basically,
I think we should.
I hate to take sides on this beef thing, like, because
that's okay.
I don't really have a side, but
we have opinions.
That's true. Cyberpunk.
People want to hear our opinions, Finn.
That's true. Cyberpunk posts this image, right, of Cyberpunk going gold, and then Paris maybe retweeted it and said, like, oh, can't wait, congratulations, guys, that kind of thing. And then Jason Schreier, he made some sort of comment, right?
No, Jason Schreier started it first and said, can't wait to play this game. Excited to see how all your guys' hard work pays off.
Yes.
Basically, I'm paraphrasing.
And Paris said, no, because there was, I'm looking it up right now, because Jason said something that got Paris angry. He said something about the crunch, like, I'm looking up exactly what it is.
I don't think he did explicitly.
I should have had
this DM conversation.
I know, I should have had this prepared, but I wasn't prepared to talk about it.
And this is a part of the organic nature.
Absolutely.
Of our podcast. Oh, I found it.
You found it. Okay, go for it.
Jason Schreier says, looking forward to playing this. Best wishes to all the exhausted developers still working long hours to fix as many bugs as they can by release day.
Sure.
And then Paris quoted that tweet and said, crunch absolutely stinks, but it's almost like your agenda matters more than letting these same hardworking folks at CDPR have just one day to celebrate a huge achievement. And then return, congrats.
Right. Then after that, I mean, Jason Schreier posted four pictures of Paris with a bunch of Cyberpunk merch, so like a chair, all that kind of stuff, and basically was saying that, oh, you're like a fanboy anyway. You know what I mean?
I'll just read the tweet since it's here, right? Not to discredit your...
Yeah, yeah.
It's disappointing, but not... I just left it. I couldn't find the word. It wasn't coming. It's disappointing, but not entirely surprising to be accused of having an agenda by influencers who get free chairs from the companies involved.
Yeah.
My agenda is to report on the video game industry as fairly and honestly as I can and to not take swag from the companies I cover.
Sure. So it was just pot shots. They were just taking pot shots at each other. Neither of them were in the right, in my opinion, actually, more that I look at it now, too. I think they were both just digging at each other. It was unnecessary, but I don't really care. I don't really care when it comes down to it. I'm excited for Cyberpunk, and I think that our discussion last week made me think that Crunch, I'm not going to say Crunch is okay, but they're giving out $48,000 per employee that Crunch is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's a new car, you know what I mean? Like, it's like
exactly. That's more than a new car
for 1 month of work coming in on Saturdays. House
payment, baby.
They said what? You're gonna work every Saturday till launch. That's a month and a half. That's a month and a half, and you get a new car.
I would take it.
It's different in Naughty Dog's case, which we already talked about. That like they weren't paid anymore. It was like very. You were expected. It was weird. It was weird. Cyberpunk's doing it a lot weird energy and a lot better. Yeah, Naughty Dog's was very weird energy.
It was kind of sketch.
Again, thank you guys for being here live. This is so sick. Okay, James, what's our next topic? We have another fun one.
Maybe the biggest story of the week, and that is that out of nowhere, Bugsnax has gone gold. We're talking about Bugsnax, baby, especially because Bugsnax is going to be a PS5 launch title.
Which I was not expecting at all.
I wasn't either.
It's kind of left field.
It's a surprise for sure, but a welcome one at that.
Absolutely.
Everybody, Bugsnax is launching on November 12th for PS5, PS4, and PC on the Epic Game Store. That's all I have. Also, there's like 30 minutes of gameplay out, the Giant Bomb put out. Greg Miller put out his reactions on Kind of Funny Games and his impressions of the game, as well as other journalists.
Yeah, the gameplay is the first 30 minutes of the game. Ish. Yeah. It's a little bit cut up. I watched maybe 5 minutes of it. I have no impressions of the game. I'm just excited. I didn't watch any of it. I think it's a big meme, and that makes it more exciting to me. If it wasn't as big of a meme, I don't think I would have been as excited.
I might buy it. If it's not $70, I'll buy it.
Really?
I don't know.
In November, where you have to buy Cyberpunk, Assassin's Creed Valhalla, Spider-Man, come on.
It'll wait till holidays, so I'm probably going to buy it on sale. Okay. I'm not going to buy it.
Fair enough.
I'm kidding.
All the way from here to here in 5 seconds. Okay.
I'll probably buy it eventually.
So that was, okay, two games gone gold. Very cool.
Two games gone gold. Just like that.
Okay, James, this is exciting. I wake up a couple mornings ago, and we get our friends from PlayStation Japan that post this video, right, of the Sony PS5 teardown video, where I forget the guy's actual name. He had a name tag, a name card pop up, but I'm not sure.
I don't remember it either.
I actually might have it written here when we go through the article, but basically he takes apart.
Oh, found it.
Okay, go for it.
Yasuhiro Otori.
Beautiful. He literally takes apart the entire PlayStation and kind of goes through it. It's all in Japanese with subtitles. It was a fun watch. Maybe 7 minutes, right? Yeah. A great time. He had some interesting energy to him, that man.
He did.
He was very serious. Could tell he had like a little child's excitement in the inside there. It was a beautiful thing. All right, here we go. This comes from The Verge. Our boy Tom Warren, you know, tried and true. Sony has published a 7-minute teardown video of the PS5. The teardown gives us the best look at the PS5 so far, including all of its internal parts and how the sides are removable. Yoshiro Utori, head of Sony's mechanical design, thank you, for the PS5, leads the teardown in Japanese, noting that the entire rear of the PS5 is designed to exhaust air out of the console. Sony is using a base on the PS5 that is held in with a screw when it's oriented vertically, and clip to the side of the console if you're planning to use it horizontally. The white panels on either side of the console can be easily removed by lifting and sliding them off. This reveals the main cooling fan at the top of the PlayStation 5, which can draw air in from either side. Sony is also Sony is also using two dust catchers, which can be vacuumed out through two holes. James, before I move on any further, this point was brought up to me. Number one, the PlayStation 5 is a thick boy. She's
huge.
She's way bigger than I thought it was gonna actually be. Okay.
It's huge.
Here's the most exciting part about this whole thing that didn't even dawn on me until afterwards. They showed that both white side panels of the PlayStation 5 were removable. Can you imagine custom PS5 sides that you can buy like aftermarket that can clip on?
In the comments, they're already on AliExpress. People are talking about it in the comments of the video on YouTube.
Really? Because can you imagine like black and red ones for Miles Morales, or I get yellow ones for Cyberpunk? Are you kidding?
I actually didn't validate that at all, so I could be totally wrong. But I know D-Brand has plans for. I heard D-Brand is coming out with ones.
Because I didn't even think about that until afterwards. I saw it on Twitter or something.
Yeah.
And can you imagine like the next. What's a big exclusive coming?
Miles Morales.
Miles Morales. Okay, it's a God of War 2. It's a little soon. We'll go with God of War 2. Can you imagine God of War 2? If you buy like the collector's edition,
with side plates.
Yeah, they don't send you the PS like a new PS5. They send you two side plates. That could be so sick.
That'll probably be included in like an $80 or $100 edition of the game.
Right.
You know, like the deluxe edition, but not the big guy edition.
You can get base level. Steelbook edition, and then steelbook with side panels. That would be so badass. I feel like they would put
the steelbook with the side panels.
Probably something like that. But yeah. I'm just thinking there's like endless potential room right
there. Lights on the panels? Like extra lights?
Oh, where'd you plug them in? Just a USB?
That'd just be like light or like battery.
We could do that ourselves. Battery. We could custom mod that baby.
Yeah.
As long as it doesn't get hot. But James, let me tell you. They are going to some great lengths to reduce heat.
Great lengths.
In this PlayStation 5, which I'm very excited for. We have a huge-ass fan in this bad boy.
Big-ass fan.
It's a 120-millimeter fan, but she's not thin. Like, she's not thin. She's thick. She literally...
It's like a jet turbine.
She goes in the middle, and it goes all the way through, basically, the PS5. Mm-hmm. Okay? They compared it to the PS4 fan, which is very small. Or someone took a picture of it, and it's a very small fan. There's also a liquid metal cooling solution that air will go through. I don't really know how that works.
It's like a it's like a little square. Like, it's this little square pit in the middle of the motherboard. And okay. You see, and it's like silver, and I don't know. It looked cool.
Yeah, I mean, I'm about it. As long as my PlayStation doesn't sound like a jet, that's all that matters, okay? That's all that matters. Okay, so what else we got here? The teardown also gives us first look at expandable storage through an M.2 slot that's accessible once you remove the side panels. PS5 owners will be able to purchase their own PCIe 4.0 compatible drives to upgrade storage to the next gen console. We saw memes about this on Twitter ever since this video went live, of a side by side with Xbox and PlayStation. Xbox, you just slide that expandable card in, and people are like, oh, you have to take out a screwdriver. So put in an M.2.
Yeah, there's a lot of people in the, so many like Twitter comments that are like, be prepared to buy like a toolbox with your PS5.
You just need one screwdriver. It's like, no big deal. You
literally just need one screwdriver.
Yeah.
That you probably already have.
Here's the thing I'm kind of like thinking about. They said that the Xbox's expandable memory thing was going to be $169, right? I think that was the what we talked about like last week or 2 weeks ago.
No, I think it was more than that.
Really? Well, it was close to a price of a Series Series.
I thought it was like $220.
Oh, it might be.
Yeah, it's $220.
Shit, $220 for what? 1 terabyte?
Uh huh.
That's a lot of a lot of damage. $220 for 1 terabyte. Yeah. I found an M.2 1 terabyte SSD for like $120 on Amazon. So like,
you is that M.2?
Yeah, M.2.
PCI 4.0.
Yeah, absolutely. No, was the only thing is
it was the guy.
The only thing is, I would not buy an SSD for your PS5 right now, because I would wait for compatibility lists, because you want to make sure that the M.2 you buy is compatible. Mm-hmm. And dude, if compatible ones are going to be more expensive, then that sucks. But
especially with the, also it's a little bit of a concern, because it came out that the PS5 only has about like, what was it,
660 gigabytes of actual
usable space, yeah,
out of its 825, which mm-hmm. sucks. What is that? 200 gigabytes? Is it software and stuff? I do not know.
It's probably software.
I don't know, man.
Finn, I have one question and one question alone.
Please hit me.
The mystery nut. What is it for?
The mystery nut?
You don't know about the mystery nut?
Tell me what the mystery nut is.
Okay, so apparently in the in one of the videos, whatever, they showed a close-up of the console.
Sure.
And in between two of the vents, in like the main black part of the console,
okay,
there's in between two vents a little like chrome nut, and no one knows what it goes to. They haven't, people have asked about it.
What is the speculation saying? People have
reached out to Sony, and no one knows. No one has any idea what this mystery nut is for, but it's a thing.
What?
Look up PS5 mystery nut right now.
I will have to look at that after. Oh my god.
It's, yeah, if you look up PS5 mystery nut pops in.
I have no idea. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sorry, I looked up so the speculation was that it allowed you to remove the PS5 shell.
He just did it with his hands though. He just,
exactly. That guy so just powered the mystery it. Nut still remains unsolved.
Okay, the mystery continues.
Mystery continues.
So it's clear Sony has thoughtfully designed this to make repairability and serviceability easy. The Blu-ray drive can be easily removed, and even the processor, memory, and SSD sections are easy to access. That's the last of it. It did seem a lot easier to take apart than the PlayStation 4, because the PlayStation 4 has ribbon wire that wraps around literally everything, and it has the smallest connections possible. So when I took that baby apart to clean the fan to try to stop it from sounding so bad, like, I was
it
like,
also avoids the warranty. To it does. Fan.
Dude, in the video, there's warranty stickers, and he peels them right off. I was like, I've peeled those off before, and that's scary. He just did it like it's, that.
Yeah, he didn't care.
He did not care. PlayStation provided by PlayStation, literally. Sure. Literally. Okay, that was that for that video.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Other than the Polygon guy who just really loved the stand.
The stand is pretty cool. Tell me a little bit about it.
This dude, I read this article. He thought that the stand itself was like a feat of modern ingenuity. This is why. When you take off the stand, it's a screw, right? When you lean to the side, it's a flathead screw in the middle that you take out. And so then you could take out the stand.
Sure.
Now, there's two places you could put this little screw. There's a hole in the actual console that it originally screws into. And you can just pop it right back in there.
Sure.
Keep it there for safe storage, whatever.
Of course, absolutely.
So in case there's this little inconspicuous hole, you're like, you know what? I'm going to plug that right up. Mm-hmm. Also, if you want to, you can take it and put it in the stand itself over this little thing that you slide open and the screw is right in there.
Yeah.
And there it is. It's all for you. Just ready to go.
It's just not that mind-blowing. So then when you need to
stand it back up, it's right there.
It's just not mind-blowing to me, but I respect it. It's a cool thing.
It's just like, it's the little things. It's just a little detail.
Is that Sony telling us? So much easier. Sony telling us that they care? Is that what that is?
I like to think so.
It's a small kiss on the cheek from...
It is.
Shuhei Yoshida himself.
A little,
just a peck.
Yeah.
Just a peck. Okay, James.
It makes me feel warm.
This next one. Do you want to take this? Or you want me to take this about the trophies?
No, dog. You take this. I have no idea what's going on here.
All right, I'm gonna explain to you guys the great PlayStation trophy debacle that we've been hearing about. It's actually a good thing.
It stresses me out.
No, it shouldn't stress you out. You don't have to do anything. It's beautiful. I have a graphic that I'm about to pull up on the podcast to help explain this. Okay. All right. Here we go. PlayStation trophy levels are getting updated, and all of your trophies that you've had through the PS3 and PS4 are confirmed to transfer to the PS5. So your PlayStation trophy level on your account is not going away or anything. You don't restart. It's the same thing, which is expected, right?
Sure.
So this article comes from IGN, but they're reporting off the PlayStation blog that came out. Sony is changing up its PlayStation trophy system a bit, including increasing the trophy level range from the current 1 to 100 to 1 to 999. And it has confirmed that all the previous trophies will carry over to PS5 just as they have the previous console. So, James, right now, I'm pretty low on the PlayStation trophy list. I'm level 13. Sure. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, I know there's people that collect trophies a lot that are like level 60. And that's huge. Like, that's a lot to me. You know what I mean? Level 60 is giant. But I'm level 13. I have like 1,400 trophies, right? Maybe like 1,400.
Sure.
Basically, and I looked at yours, James. You were like 22, so you had like 2,000 trophies or something like that. You were above
me. Oh my god!
Yeah.
Okay.
So, as detailed on the PlayStation blog, this update will be starting out later tonight, which is last night. So it's rolling out right now. So if you check your trophies and it's all weird numbers, it'll settle. It'll settle soon.
Okay.
Your trophy level will be automatically remapped to a new level within this range based on the trophies you have earned to date. So if your current trophy level is 12, it will now jump to somewhere in the low 200s. The exact level will depend on the number of grades of trophies you've acquired. Also, there will be no new changes to the trophies already earned. Okay? Are you tracking?
Finn, I'm not going to lie to you. Maybe everything that you've said in this entire article has gone directly over my head.
Damn it. I'm doing a terrible job. Let me read this next point and I'll pull up the graphic and maybe that'll help explain it a little bit.
Okay.
In addition to the change to trophies levels, in addition to the change to trophy levels, there will also be a new trophies level calculation system so that it's more optimized and rewarding. Okay. Early levels will be easier to progress through and levels will increase more consistently. Furthermore, platinum trophies will be worth more, making them more valuable to people than ever before. Graphic, here it is. It's on the live, James. Obviously, you can't see it here, but if you look on OBS,
I can see it. I have the stream up.
Let me break this down just a little bit for everybody.
Oh okay? Boy,
there are now different tiers of PlayStation trophies. Okay, so your bronze trophy, I wish I could take credit for this, but this is not my graphic. This is PlayStation Blog's graphic because they knew people would be confused like you and me. Okay. There's a new breakdown here. A bronze trophy will either be in the 1 to 99 range, 100 to 199 range, or 200 to 299 range. All right? That's based on difficulty of how it is to get. 1 to 9, oh, okay. Like 1 to 99 is the easiest bronze trophy you can get, whereas 200 to 299 will be the hardest.
So instead of like, so basically instead of having like 3 levels, just bronze, silver, and gold, yes, you have tiers within that.
Correct.
Where you could have an easy, like easy bronze, medium bronze, hard bronze,
yeah,
and the same thing with silver and gold.
Yes, and these will, and then the these will calculate into your overall score. That calculation is a little confusing that I don't really understand. They try to break it down in the PlayStation blog, but it's a lot.
Hey, man,
really,
I'm not worried about the calculations.
Me neither. So this is what it is. This is what it is. But if you look at your PlayStation trophy account or your PlayStation account, and you look at your trophies, you'll probably be in like, I don't know, for me, I'm 13, right? So I'm low out of the usual 100 levels. James is yawning, mm-hmm, which means I'm doing so bad. I'm so sorry. I'm
no.
Boring you with my trophy talk. God. Wow.
It's just a lot of numbers going on.
No, it's exciting. It's exciting, James, because now my level 13 is going to be like level 200, and it's going to look so much cooler. And I like trophies. I don't know if you care about trophies, James. What is your like thoughts? Do you even care?
I don't give a singular shit about trophies.
You're telling me it doesn't just pump you with adrenaline when a trophy pops during a game?
No, I go, oh, a trophy.
What about, have you ever chased a platinum? Do you know the rush, James?
I've tried to do it on Spider-Man, but then it got way too tedious.
And that's one of the easiest PlayStation platinums you can get.
I don't have that kind of attention span, man.
It's also a great platinum.
It'll happen eventually.
Oh my god. Okay, so in chat,
Colton.
Cheesy in chat says, I'm going to be high as shit. I'm level 22. So that means you're going to be around level 300.
Wait, what level was I in? Did you check mine?
You were around 20. So you'll be about. You'll be.
Oh boy. Cheesy and I at the top, baby.
Yeah, you guys are way higher than me. And I have 1,400 trophies.
And I don't even care about trophies.
That's how it be. Okay, that's all I have on trophies, guys. That was really it. I just wanted to get it out there. I'm kind of excited about it, but maybe not. I see a clip in Twitch. I'll have to check that out later. Okay, James, you take this next one.
All right, out of nowhere, we get an update from PlayStation Blog about Ghost of Tsushima. Update 1.1, baby. Came out of nowhere. There's tons of changes going on.
Let's go.
They introduce a new cooperative gameplay experience utilizing classes as a part of a free update called Ghost of Tsushima Legends. Now, this is a class-based co-op mode in which we have a samurai that's kind of like the tanky boy. Sure. Ronin, which offers a support role. Hunter, sniper man.
Of course.
And assassin, which is just kind of self-explanatory, but the glass cannon.
Okay.
It includes 2 co-op story missions and 4 survival missions. Don't really know exactly what's going to go on in those missions. Survival kind of just sounds like a horde mode, to be honest.
Which is down with. Horde modes are always fun for a little bit.
Love a good horde mode.
Yeah.
But co-op story missions, I don't know the type of caliber of those guys, how long they're going to be. All I know is that they're there. Then, in the following weeks, there's going to be a new raid coming.
Sure.
There's really no detail on that either, but it's coming in the following weeks of release. There's a new PC to trigger the Legends menu. So in order to access multiplayer content, you either go to this new NPC or you just go through the menus like a plebeian.
Okay. Wow.
There's also New Game Plus.
Derogatory.
I don't think it's that derogatory. there's also New Game Plus, which adds a new dye and vanity gear vendor exclusive to the new game.
Yep.
With the addition of armor loadouts also included, and there's New Game Plus like armor and stuff like that too. I forgot to put the release date, but it is October 16th.
I am so excited to actually play Ghost of Tsushima, James.
I can't wait to play it on my PS5, baby.
Me too. I don't want my PS4 to just struggle through this game at all.
Exactly. That's how I felt about Last of Us 2.
Last of Us 2 got through it, but I think I would have been okay if Last of Us 2 murdered my base PS4. I was just too excited for the game. I couldn't wait.
That's fair.
But Ghost of Tsushima... I can't speak tonight, guys. Ghost of Tsushima, I cannot wait to play on my PS5 in the first couple weeks it comes out. Or the first couple weeks the PlayStation 5 comes out. And then I'll hop on this stuff. but this sounds so much fun.
You know what I mean? A lot of fun. I hope they do it really well, because it could, if it goes, worst case scenario, it's just really generic, but still could be a good time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Even if it is just another horde mode, if it's another just bland ass store co-op missions,
yeah,
it'll still be fun.
I think
because
so too.
I know that the core gameplay of Ghost of Tsushima is really fun.
Right, and I don't think this update's going to discount how already like insanely good the game's been received. You know what I mean?
Absolutely not.
No. This is an addition.
I don't think it could hurt it in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah. So it's all good. Free updates for games? Who can complain? Not me.
Who can complain?
Not me. All right, I have nothing else to say about Ghost of Tsushima. I just really want to freaking play this game.
You know what I want more than Ghost of Tsushima?
What?
Injustice 3. Guess what? We're still not getting Injustice 3. Mortal Kombat 11 Combat Pack 2 revealed. This comes from Michael McWhorter at Polygon. It includes Rain, Molina, and Sylvester Stallone as Rambo. Oh. I really don't care about this at all because, like I said before, I just want Injustice 3, damn it. I feel like we should have had it this year, but
yeah.
No, we get Rain, Molina, and Rambo. So, Mortal Kombat, guys.
Let me tell you a little story, because that's all we got from Mortal Kombat 11. Like, that's all the news. But it's exciting. That's the news. Rambo looks cool. All right. Mm. About a month ago, someone asked me to go if I wanted to be in a Mortal Kombat tournament. You're looking at a guy who probably has played a total of an hour of Mortal Kombat in his entire life. Okay. I said, sure, why not? Mortal Kombat tournament? Who cares? I'm in.
God bless you for it.
Yeah. Right.
So was it paid?
Dude, I won the tournament. And there's like three guys
that were
like seasoned. There was no buy-in. The host just had a PlayStation gift card to give away at the end of it. Okay?
Wow.
I won the tournament out of like, I don't know how many people there. It was a small group. It was a small group of people. I maybe played like four or five matches to get to the top. So it was good. Like bracket system.
Did you just button mash the whole time? What?
No, dude. I just went into the menus and I looked at like three moves and I just used those three over and over and over again. And people hated me so much. They hated me. And honestly, I don't blame them. I don't blame them at all. It was random characters each time too to try to make it fair, I guess.
Oh.
So I would just click the menu every time just to look at it. Anyways, I freaking won. Skin of my teeth. I don't know how. But do you know what the guy threw in there with it? We were talking about PlayStation 2 and how my PlayStation 2 is dead. Like, absolutely dead.
Sure.
Bit to dust. So I have a 1 and then not a 2 anymore and then a 3, 4. So I almost have them all. And we were just talking about, like, memories with the PS2, all that good stuff. He's like, oh, I have an extra one. And I said, what? He's like, yeah, I got an extra PS2. It just sits here. I was like, does it work? What do you mean? And so he plugs it in. We throw in Burnout Paradise.
A
fantastic PlayStation 2 game. Chef's kiss. Okay? And just to make sure it works, and he's like, you can have it. And I said, what? I almost started crying, James. This is amazing.
I don't blame you.
I have my whole library of PS2 games all ready to go. I just need to buy the power cord because I haven't got that yet. And PlayStation 2 had a really weird audio-video cable. It was like a special cable. So I got to buy that too. But I am so excited. That was a random sidebar about Mortal Kombat 11. I'm sorry.
That's great. I love it. Speaking of Need for Speed, which we weren't talking about at all. We were talking about Burnout. But Need for Speed Hot Pursuit Remastered did get announced. This comes from Jay Peters at The Verge.
Good segues, James. Good segues.
I'm really trying out here.
Yeah.
This might be one of the best game trailers I've ever seen. So, this is the premise. I'm going to explain it to you.
Wow, that is high praise.
I'm serious. I love this trailer.
Okay.
So, this guy, it shows a leaderboard, right? It's like Johnny and Michael.
Sure.
And Johnny has a winning time on this race of like 5 minutes 10 seconds.
Sure.
And this guy is just under him at like, I don't know, 5:20, and he's like, how did it get so low? And so he wakes up and his alarm is at 5:10 in the morning.
Of course.
He goes throughout his day, buys breakfast. He says the total will be 5:10 everywhere.
Just
he's just running
over
into
the
5:10, beating him over the head, 5:10, 5:10, and he goes, how did he go so fast? How did all this happen? He's thinking about it. He's at a Zoom business meeting and he's talking about the boss brings up that their stock went up 5 pounds, 10 whatever's, whatever British money is. And he throws the laptop off the throws the laptop off the counter. He can't even stand it. Mm-hmm. Then he's playing Need for Speed, you know, just kind of trying to grind it, and he finally the other guy's name was like Jordan or whatever. I forgot what I said it was earlier.
Okay.
And he see him, he goes to the store, buys Need for Speed Hot Pursuit Remastered.
Mm-hmm.
Delivers it to the guy's door.
Sure.
Plays it and beats it with a time of like 5:08.
Just barely.
And you see the places in the leaderboard flip.
And that's the whole trailer. And
then that's the whole trailer.
It is pretty funny because it's just a completely live action trailer. And it's not even about the game. It's just the game is there.
But I don't care that it's not about the game.
It was kind of epic. It was great.
I had a great time.
It's funny. Do you think that Need for Speed Hot Pursuit has the nostalgia factor to sell hella copies on the PS4?
You know what, all I'm saying is if they really wanted to push the nostalgia factor, they would have done Underground.
Really? I played Hot Pursuit way more than Underground.
Really? I thought Underground was like the one that everyone played.
I think it is, but I mean that's just for me personally. I've played Hot Pursuit a ton.
I didn't play any of the Need for Speeds growing up.
Oh, James, you're missing out. It's good. They're good. Did you play any racing games as a kid?
I feel like I did.
Besides MTV versus ATX, MTX versus ATV.
Dude, I played like a lot of the like rally racing games.
Okay, yeah.
And then I played Burnout Paradise a lot.
Great game.
All that was like my big one.
Burnout 3. Oh, so good.
Yeah, I definitely played. I think Burnout was the one that I played the most of, because they had the like takedowns.
Yep.
Where it gave you points for like basically destroying other people's cars.
That's the best part of Burnout.
Yeah.
You try to cause the most destruction possible.
Yeah.
It's the best. Okay. There it is. Need for Speed Hot Pursuit Remastered. It's coming out when? We don't really know. They said this generation. It's coming out on PS4. I don't know if there's a release date or not. Maybe. No, that's a no. It would have popped up right away. You know what I mean? All right, no release date yet. Okay.
No. No.
Here we go. Star Wars Squadrons review roundup. Before I get into the reviews, James, what is your headspace coming into Squadrons? Give me the 30-second rundown about your thoughts towards this game pre-release.
It's probably really cool. I thought it was going to be just okay. Maybe like really good for that niche crowd who really like their flight sims and their like space fighters, whatever. And I thought it'd be cool to play in VR.
Yeah, I'm about the same. Nothing else really captured me about it too much.
People are really excited to play this game in VR.
Seems like
I saw a video today that said that the drifting feels perfect.
Really?
In VR, yeah.
I feel like you have to play it in VR. I wouldn't want to play it on. I could play Battlefront if I wanted a more arcadey thing. Anyway.
Yeah.
It seems like a lot of people are in the same boat as us because it's hanging out around 5.9 user score, which isn't that great.
Yeah, it's not that great.
It's not that great.
But the Metascore is high.
The Metascore is high. It's 79.
Yeah. Critics love it.
Yeah. My brother bought this game, right? And he started playing it. He said the story is garbage. He says the...
In Star Wars Squadrons?
In Squadrons. Because he says that now the default Star Wars storyline is someone defects from the bad guys and is now a good guy. This is in Force Awakens. This is in Fallen Order. This is in... over and over and over again.
Battlefront 2.
So it's almost like I can see where he's coming from, to whereas like, okay, it's been done. And so he says he's just trying to get through the story so he can play multiplayer with his friends, but other than that he says he's having fun with it, but it's not like groundbreaking. So
yeah,
that's it.
Oh well. Next up, we got Pikmin 3 Deluxe trailer. In case you thought I said Pigmen, I didn't. I said Pikmin 3. Damn it.
Sure.
This comes from Steven Petit at GameSpot. I wonder if he's a small man. I don't think he is.
Wow.
Wow. The enhanced version of the beloved Pikmin 3 will arrive on Switch on October 30th for $60. It's available for pre-order now.
Okay.
Nintendo has also said they'll be releasing a demo for the game, and progress made during the demo will carry over to the full game. In addition to all of Pikmin 3's previously released DLC, the deluxe edition comes with a prologue and epilogue missions starring Olimar and Louie. The whole adventure will support two-player local co-op, and there will also be more difficulty options to pick from. Quality of life improvements such as lock-on targeting and a hint system have been added, and the new Piclopedia provides details about the inhabitants of Pikmin 3's world. Finn, what's your history with Pikmin?
Absolutely zero. Haven't played a Pikmin game in my entire life.
All right, I'm going to be honest with you. I played the first Pikmin game, maybe it was Pikmin 2 on GameCube. I had no idea what to do, and I returned it.
Let me just... Here's a comment right here. So sorry about that. We got a comment right here that says, nobody is spending $60 on pick shit. I guess that sums it up. That sums it up big time. I have no... I'm not excited for this, I guess, at all.
No.
Wow. A second yawn from Jess. And a huge-ass clip. Okay, hold on. We have someone in chat that's defending Pikmin. I would like to give him the time of day. So before we move on...
Give him due diligence.
Due diligence. Okay, how about Pikmin in Smash?
He's alright.
Just kidding. Pikmin is dog shit. That's what he said. Never mind. It's over it. We're over it. We're going to the next one.
Question from Mr. Hollywood. How much larger do you think game sizes will be?
James, I don't think anybody heard that with the clip. It was just... Anyways, we have a question from Mr. Hollywood. All right, James, what's the question? What's the question?
How much larger do you think game sizes will be? 50 gigabytes is now a blessing in this day and age. You think they will continue to grow in size, or companies will compress the files?
I don't have a good answer for this, because we talked about this a couple weeks ago. When a developer said that game sizes are not changing. You know what I mean? We have in-chat CODs at 200 plus gigabytes, which it's scary.
An absolute monster.
I don't see games. We have another very funny clip that just popped up in chat that I can't wait to watch. Oh my god. I don't even know. I think games are going to depend on... The size of the game is going to depend on the game. I don't think it's changing that much. I think we've seen a good balance. We've seen very high gigabyte games and very low gigabyte games, depending on what it is. I don't think it's going to change that much.
I also don't think it's going to change that much. I think it also depends on how long the game's going to last in terms of like how long people are going to be playing it. Because for a game like Call of Duty, the reason why it's 200 plus gigabytes is because they're extending the longevity of it.
Sure.
Actually... Not really, I guess, because it's only been out for a year.
Yeah, almost a year. It's been like... It came out November last year.
Yeah, it just depends on how much content they're going to keep adding on to it.
What did I just download? I think I downloaded...
Like, they've continually added on so much to Call of Duty.
Yeah.
And but also, think about a game like Fortnite, which doesn't have, like, a huge install.
Dude, it's like up to 30 something gigs now. Fortnite's getting bigger.
But 30 is such a low number for the amount of seasons they've had in the game.
That's true. Oh, but no. Here's a great point. On the PS5, they said you will be able to download only certain segments of a game if you so choose.
I thought that was in
It's already in Modern Warfare. You can delete segments and like only have the multiplayer downloaded or the campaign, but this one I read an article this week somewhere
that was about Xbox, not PS5.
I'm sure both of them. Why not?
Sure.
Yeah. So, like, you're just going to be able to download segments in case you don't play something else or a part of the game, which is cool. I like that a lot. That's needed.
Do you think if you have, like, a single-player game that, like, you can delete the game as you progress?
Oh, to keep it super small?
Yeah.
I guess that would be fine if you only wanted to go through that game one time.
Sure. Well, what if it did the kind of thing where, like, it's only a peripheral, like, 20-25% of the game behind and in front?
Yeah.
So where as you progress, it would only keep, like, the peripheral content That'd be as you went along.
Yeah.
And then when you restarted, it would still have that, like, little you see section. What I'm saying? It's like a timeline, and then you end.
Dude, could you imagine, like, these huge games being only taking up, like, 6 gigs on your PlayStation at a time?
I mean, I guess that wouldn't really work, though, because with, like, big worlds like Cyberpunk, you have to have the whole world.
Exactly. It would only work loaded. In certain cases.
It would only work in, like, level-based games.
But it's a cool idea, nonetheless.
Yeah, it's a cool idea.
It's a cool idea.
I hope it works well. I just don't know how many different types of games it's going to be able to work for.
Right. I'm scared. I'm scared for the size of games next generation.
A little bit.
I think I'm going to need the M.2 maybe right off the bat. Or maybe just a couple months in instead of like a couple of years in.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys want to submit questions for the show, feel free to join our Discord, which if you're watching this on YouTube, it's in the comments right below. If you're on Twitch, it should be in our bio. You can join there and submit questions that we can answer, that we'll answer every week. So that's fun stuff. But we have one more segment before we end the show, James. What do we got?
RFS, baby. The segment for stories without a story. Random we only got two stuff. Items on RFS today.
Hold up. Before we do this, Cheesy in chat says, calling it now, God of War 2 is going to easily be 120 gigabytes.
I disagree.
Someone
I
clip think it.
It's going to be that big.
Someone clip it. I'm going to guess, what's the first one, like 30-something? I'll guess this one's like 50-something.
I'm going to go 60.
Somebody clip it, and then in 2 years, we'll watch this. We'll watch this back, okay, and see who got it right. Mm-hmm. Cheesy, I'll send you a pizza.
The first one was 64. Gigabytes.
First one was 64? All right, perfect. He says bet? All right, bet. Let's see what happens.
I'll go a crisp, clean 100 gigabytes.
Hold up. Before you clip this, let's get the final bet in motion right now. Here we go, okay? What did you guess, James?
100 gigabytes.
James says 100 gigabytes. I'm going to say 60 gigabytes, and Cheesy says 120 gigabytes. Whoever is the closest to that number gets a free pizza on Strictly Casual.
Mm-hmm.
Done.
Charge it to the account.
Clip it, post it in the Discord, pin it. We'll forget about it. We'll bring it back in 2 years. Done. I can't wait.
Yep.
There it is.
Yep, there it is, Cheesy.
Okay, guys, random fun stuff. Number one.
First of all.
I got it. I can't wait. I can't wait to read this first one because it's the biggest F I've ever read in my entire life.
I knew it was going to happen.
It had to happen.
We just got to read it.
Avengers on PC dips under 1,000 daily players and creates a whirl of matchmaking issues. There is, James, I read this article real quick. There's really nothing to write about because the title explains it. There's literally not enough people playing Avengers on PC to matchmake certain activities. The game's been out just over a month.
Finn, I think we called this.
Yeah, but I want it to be good, dude. So bad.
Yeah.
I want it to be good so bad. I think I will still play it simply for the campaign at the very least when it goes on.
It's pretty good.
Deep sale on the next gen.
Deep sale.
Mm-hmm. Deep sale. I'm not shocked at all.
No, absolutely not.
That's all for that.
But hey, Abzu and Rising Storm 2 Vietnam are free on Epic Games Store.
So if you're into that, you're into that.
You're into that. That's it for RFS Random Fun Stuff for this week.
Yeah. All right. That's a wrap on episode 25.
That's a wrap, baby.
I'm not going to lie. It was kind of a slow news week this week.
It was a slow news week. But that's okay. I feel like we made the most of it.
We did make the most of it. I thought we had a great episode. And you, just everybody, thank you so much for being here, watching live on Twitch. If you're catching this tomorrow morning... the morning of October 9th at 9 a.m. On youtube.com/strictlycasual.
There's that NPR voice.
You can enjoy it there. If you want to, all of our socials are down below on YouTube, and I believe they're down below on Twitch. I keep changing it, so I don't really know if not. But if you're on Twitch, stick around. We're going to have a post show. We'll hang out with chat a little bit. And I hope everybody has a phenomenal week. We will see you next week. Stay tuned. Stay tuned, James. Stay tuned.
Yes, sir.
Big news on Monday.
Big news Monday.
Big news Monday. Got anything else you want to say?
I love y'all. Have a great weekend.
Sweet. All right, we're rolling this intro, and I'll see you guys in the post show. Or rolling the outro. Did I just say intro?
I think it did.
You hate to see it. Peace out, guys.